As we enter into a brand new year of real ghost stories, we're going to kick off this EPP bonus episode, the very first one of 2020, with some damn good stories. I'm really excited about this episode. Just a little inside baseball. The intros to our EPP bonus episodes are recorded after I've read all the stories. So I have a better idea of what's coming up. It's not completely blind to me as our regular episodes are. And I can tell you with confidence, I just read all these stories and they are great. There's two of them in here who are like, almost like they're people that are probably some of the creepiest of all time. We're talking probably top 20, top 30 of all time on the show. And there's two of them in this episode. Yeah, it's good stuff. So stick around. We're going to hear about a ghost child that returns to the preschool that he so loved. What can the living teachers do to instruct him in the afterlife? When several generations call the same property home, does that increase the chance of that property being haunted? And we're going to go back in time to a day before automobiles, a day where there was different standards on acceptable behavior. Maybe not super acceptable, but I guess, what's the right word I'm looking for here? I guess less frowned upon, still frowned upon, but less. So maybe less, more acceptable is the right term. Anyway, man comes home from the bar super late at night on his horse. And he comes across an omen in the form of a child. What does that child do to him? Stick around and find out. This is EPP bonus episode number 280. The first one of 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
There's no second guessing. I can be myself. You understand so well. Hey, hey, maybe we're crazy and passionate. How we're rushing it. Care what they say, diving in anyway, and I'm not going anywhere.
When you're little, it's very easy to get attached to places that mean something to you, places that bring you great joy and excitement. Sometimes those places are classrooms. Early on, when you begin to learn about yourself, others, friends, the world, that oftentimes is happening in a classroom, a preschool classroom. You're learning what friends are all about, what lessons are all about, what it means to learn something other than your basic life skills of, okay, this is how you eat. This is where the world begins to expand. This is where your world first sees a door open and your imagination can begin to start to run wild. It's true for many of us. Preschool can be a very exciting place and time. Many of us look back on it very fondly. I know I do. So if you're a child of that age and tragedy strikes and your life is ended far too soon, it's easy to understand why your spirit, if you are that child, would return to a place like your preschool classroom. A place that brought you so much joy, a place of so many possibilities. And if you're confused and you're dead and you're very young, you may still be hoping that that classroom can provide the direction of where you should be going. That appears to be what happens in our next story of a very haunted preschool classroom. A young child passes on, but returns to do the things a preschooler does. Take a listen.
Thank you.
The story I'd like to share happened to my mother. She's a pre-K teacher who works at a Christian preschool on the West Coast. This particular town in which this preschool is located dates to the late 1800s, and it was established by early settlers and pioneers looking for a new start. Summer had just started, and my mom picked up a new job at a local preschool in the area. We were not very religious, however, she landed a teaching job at a Christian preschool. One day, she asked if I wanted to go with her and lend an extra hand in her classroom. I figured, why not? I was about 12 at the time and had nothing better to do. As we pulled up to the parking lot, I decided to stay behind and sit in the car while I finished my breakfast. I could see the playground in front of me and all the kids getting dropped off by their parents. I was about halfway done with my meal when I realized I had left my orange juice at home. I knew I was always welcome to help myself to the kitchen in Miss Christie's classroom. The classrooms at this school are like cottages. They're all spread apart in the fences that surround them, keeping the children out of the parking lot. These cottages used to home many people in the 1800s and had been flipped in the late 80s to become classrooms. As I looked out the car window to the classroom in the distance, I began to feel uneasy. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I had this feeling I wasn't welcome over there. I shook my head and told myself I was silly and that it was early in the morning and it was sunny out. Why was I so scared? I opened the car door and began to walk myself across the street to Miss Christie's classroom. As I looked back into the distance, I could see my mom smiling at me and waving from the playground. The cottage quietly rested under the shade of several overgrown trees. As I got up to the gate to let myself in, I felt the presence of someone watching me. I swear I've never felt so uncomfortable my whole life. I clicked open the gate and approached the front door, and the feeling quickly grew intense. I felt a cold sweat run down the back of my neck and my heart began to race. I felt as if I had 30 seconds to get my glass of OJ and get out. I quickly pushed the front door open and dashed into the kitchen, grabbed a bottle of juice, and hightailed it out of there. As I made my way back to the car, I felt the pressure and intensity leave my body, and I let out a sigh of relief. I looked back to my left in the classroom and still felt what seemed like cold eyes staring me down. Several days had passed, and my mom came into my bedroom and asked me if I would like to go shopping and grab lunch. I quickly agreed, and we went to my favorite place, Pat and Oscar's. We sat outside on the patio and talked over pizza and pasta. As we finished our meal, my mom dabbed her lips with a napkin and cleared her throat. She looked around and began to lean in towards me. She then looked at me in the eyes and said quietly, "I have to tell you something." My mom never talked like this unless it was very important. "Of course," I replied. "What's wrong?" I asked. "Something very strange happened to me the other day, and I can't talk about it to anyone. If I tell you, you have to promise to keep it a secret," my mom said. My mom began to tell me that she had lined up all the kids from the classroom and did a head count. All the kids then held hands and were escorted across the street to the playground, where they were supervised by another teacher. My mom headed back to Miss Christie's classroom, where she helped, and she began to pick up toys off the floor and get things ready for nap time. As she crouched down to pick up the last of the toys, she felt a wave come over her. The hair on the back of her neck stood up, and she felt a cold chill run through her body. The hair on the side of her head began to tuck back behind her ear, and the voice of a child began to whisper. She could feel the brisk wind from the whispers graze her ear. Immediately, she'd stand up and dropped all the toys on the floor. Without hesitation, she pushed her way through the front door and walked out as quickly as possible, all while trying not to cause a scene or direct attention to herself. She had hesitated to tell anyone. Being that she was new at the preschool, she didn't want to come across as crazy in fear of being rejected. She knew in her heart that she had just encountered a ghost of a small child and couldn't turn to anyone for answers. 2 days later, my mom had to perform the same routine, but had a helping hand from a teacher named Miss Tammy. Together, they gathered up all the kids and walked them to the playground. Both then returned to the classroom to pick up toys and get cots set up for nap time. Once finished, the two went back to the kitchen to enjoy their lunches in peace and relax before recess was over. Halfway through lunch, they were interrupted mid-conversation to a child crying in the bathroom. They both exchanged confused looks and set their lunches down. As they headed down the hallway, the crying grew louder.
"Hello?" my mom called out. "Who's in there?"
No response. They realized the crying was coming from the boys' bathroom. As my mom opened the door to an empty bathroom, the crying came to a stop.
"Okay, you definitely heard that," my mom said to Miss Tammy.
The two of them had no explanation and could do nothing but just stare at each other and accept what had just happened. They both agreed to keep it a secret. It's a Christian preschool. Paranormal matters are very quickly rejected. That would begin to happen on a weekly basis. At least 1 to 2 days a week, crying would be heard coming from the boys' bathroom. One day, a little girl came up to my mom and told her she didn't want to take her nap. This was unusual, being that this little girl was always a good sleeper and enjoyed nap time. My mom kneeled and asked her what was wrong. She replied that she didn't like the scary boy in the corner that kept staring at her. She pointed to her cot that was across the hall from the boys' bathroom. My mom scooped her up and relocated her bed to another room where she would no longer see the scary boy. Over the next few weeks, things would begin to amplify. During nap time, the teachers would help the kids get settled into their cots and gently rub the children's backs, encouraging them to fall asleep. Every now and then, a glass globe that hung from the ceiling fan would unscrew itself and move across the ceiling until it was positioned directly over one of the teachers. The globe would then stop and fall, shattering in midair. Bits of glass would rain down all over the teacher. And miraculous, as always, it would miss the children. This happened about 2 more times until Miss Christie had all the glass globes in that classroom removed. As the days continued, so did the pranks, the knobs on the sinks in the boys' bathroom. They would turn themselves off while teachers washed their hands. It always followed by the sound of a child giggling. One day, a student drew a picture for Miss Tammy. She thanked the student and tucked the drawing away in her jacket. Now, please keep in mind that pre-K teachers get hundreds of drawings from kids, and unfortunately, they cannot keep them all. Not wanting to hurt the child's feelings, Miss Tammy waited until the kids were picked up, then folded the drawing up into a tiny square, stuffing it into the bottom of the trash can. The next morning, Miss Tammy came into her classroom to find the drawing unfolded and laid out on her desk. She instantly blamed the janitor and asked him not to play pranks and that she didn't want to hurt the child's feelings. The janitor looked her dead in the face and told her he hadn't stopped by that night to take out her trash. Things got so rampant that eventually several of the teachers got together and discussed the idea of bringing in a psychic. And it turned out that all of the teachers had a slew of stories that they'd been keeping to themselves. And eventually everyone came clean, just wanted answers. The psychic that came in was a friend of Miss Tammy's and was not given any specific information about the events that were taking place. After walking the ground, she informed the teachers that they had been encountering a spirit of a little boy that once called that classroom home. He was harmless and was merely a prankster. He had died in a fire that burned the building down in the early 1900s. He, however, wasn't the only spirit who was attached to the classroom. His father would visit him through the mirror in the boys' bathroom. She explained that mirrors can act as portals, allowing spirits to step in and out as they please. His father, however, was not a friendly spirit and enjoyed frightening the boy, hence the constant crying. With the teacher's permission, she left a tape recorder in the classroom overnight, hoping to gather evidence. That's where we're going to pause this story. To hear the rest of it, become an extra podcast person. Ghostpodcast.com is where you do that. Or through Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories. It's only $5 a month. For that, you get access to the rest of this episode, all 280 bonus episodes. You also get our audiobook for free. You also get our ebook for free, both of which are on sale on Amazon. They're Amazon bestsellers or Audible. They're all included when you become an extra podcast person. Yeah, not bad. Plus advanced episodes of the show released to you commercial free weeks before they go public. So if you like the show and you want the best listening experience of this program you can get, become an extra podcast person. You can listen to all the regular episodes in advance, commercial free, EPPs in that same stream, and all of those extras too. Plus there's other extras throughout the year, advanced ticket sales, so much more video content. Check it out. Keep us on the air. $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Thank you for the support and enjoy the rest of this episode. You are going to be shocked where it goes.
Leaving the old life giving the new one a try, making the past as we go, trying a new one.